Now, I never in the game felt stressed by their play time. They were, you had enough of the other guys coming in, and then we were in dime, and then we were in nickel, and then this. So I never felt stressed in the game on that. I mean, I don't know how many snaps LaTroy played, and I don't remember. Yeah, so, I think it was a total of 72, 74 plays, something like that. So played about half of them. Mike just a little more than that. But I never really felt stressed in the game, like they were tired, because I had, Kenny came in and Dean came in and Ringo came in. And then, we also had Tone in the mix in there. So I never felt they came out fine.
If they had given you more, run looks, more double tight end stuff, could Dayton have stuck in there in the 3-4, all day long?
He would be just like he is now, a factor in that, and he's earned that. And, and then we also have Dean, but we just didn't get into it all that much, so there was no need to I think we only played a couple snaps of it.
But you feel good, he could play it if you need him a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I think the mixture of the two of them in there is a good mixture.
Because, what, different players, different styles?
No, just I think, Dean is, Dean's not as experienced as Tone is at that position. But I think just the size factors for him and mixing it up, you get the same thing with Mike and Tone inside. That's moving guys around. That's all part of the game.
I know that this week is a road game, so you're much less likely to have to deal with it. But generally speaking, what are some of the important factors for defensive linemen when you're facing a silent count?
A silent count?
Kind of like for a home game here, the crowd is really loud. Yeah. Are there things that are important for your guys up front?
No, not really. Depends on what you – if you are a team that gets off on the opposing quarterback, then yes. And then I guess the best thing would be you don't have to worry about hard counts. Other than that, when you're – if you're a team that keys the football or if you're a team that keys the man, obviously that won't affect you too much. But, any player is going to listen to the snap count, obviously. So – as much as even if you're a man key guy, you're a ball key guy, but you could do whatever you want, but you hear the snap count. So, I guess you just don't have to worry about that when you're going, but I wouldn't imagine they're going to be going on silent count when they're at home. Hopefully their crowd will be quiet.
What's the message for your young guys who haven't had to face Adrian before? Is there any?
You know what? You just beat home about being disciplined, and we're not a real just get out of our gap, fly up the field deal. You just have to make sure that you don't take a lot of chances, and you just play your responsibility. And they see that. They've watched pro football for years, and they're smart football guys. They see how he starts over here and ends up over there, so beat home about staying disciplined and not trying to do somebody else's job. Do your job and do it well and stay home.
Hey, Turbo, when you had Julius in Carolina, obviously you didn't need to limit his snaps much because he was young. And now he seems to be okay with having his snaps limited. He doesn't seem bothered by it. He seems to understand it. But how hard is that for a competitor and for a guy who's as good as he is to figure out the sweet spot of how much to play him? Because I'm wondering if it's like having a really good running back where you got to rest him, but you also know that on one of those plays that he's resting, he could go 80 yards for you. Mm-hmm. Is it the same kind of way with a...
Well, I think that's probably a question better to answer for him to answer. It's kind of hard for me to answer that, but I'll just say this. Julius is very football smart, and he knows where he can help the team out, and he knows what else is in that room. And he knows it's at least a 16-game season. So he's very smart in that regard. The other things, I think it's better to ask. I don't want to speak for him. But all I'll say is he knows, and he's very intelligent. He understands when you talk football to him and plan with him, he understands what you're saying.
Thanks for the first time I had a chance to talk to you since the 53. And having Christian Ringo on this team this year, what did you see as far as the difference from him when he came in last year?
He made a lot of improvement last year when he was here. And I still think just his ability to have some good movement, type stuff, movement type rushes. He does a good job of getting off blocks, and he's not a guy that's when he gets off of blocks, he can explode to a certain gap and get on the ball carrier. So he's just a workhorse and do the right thing type of guy, and that's what we like about him.